Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, here with God Chasers Ministries, where we're seeking the face of God like never before. It is just great to bring forth the wonderful plan of salvation this evening. I am going to be in Psalms, the very first chapter, and I'm going to go ahead and read that aloud here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed be the reading of that word. I'm just here yet again to come forth and give you the word of encouragement, as thus saith the Lord, the word of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, whatever you want to call it, according to your level of knowledge of the Lord. But we are going to bless the name of Jesus this evening, as people need, you know, encouragement to do it, thus saith the Lord. And there's a whole lot of people going forth, and, you know, they don't really know which way to turn. Many people are like scattered. I won't say scattered, but they're strategically placed, I'd like to say, where the Lord has them to be. And the Lord says to know them that labor among you, and to understand, you know, to know the heart of God, and to know, you know, what he desires for us to do in this day and time, because we are living in the end times. But here in this particular word, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. And I want to focus on that, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Even as a pastor, I want to share my personal testimony. The word had been given through Paul in one particular scripture, where he said that you are the letter written upon my heart. And you know, as we're in passionate pursuit after God's own heart, then, you know, we want to make sure that we come before him broken. As we were speaking in the previous broadcast, he says, come as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in his sight. That is our reasonable service, you know, to be obedient to what he desires for us to do, especially in this time, in this season, to just completely come in a, you know, in a surrendered state, in a repentant state, you know, and but still after his own heart. So, you know, as you know, these days continue to go on, and as I mentioned earlier, we're in warfare. You know, the enemy is persecuting the saints of God, trying to weary the saints of God, you know, in the battlefield of the mind, in their households, on their job. You know, he's on every corner and every avenue and dimension, but the Bible tells us that he's given us power over all powers, principalities, and even spiritual wickedness and high places and rulers of darkness, and that nothing, you know, there's no power greater than the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why he says that in these days that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, you know, but we must desire to receive his Holy Spirit, and also not just being hearers of the word, but doers also. But, you know, we can preach and we can encourage, and, you know, there's an old saying that says we can, you know, bring them to the well, but we can't make them drink. And so it's important in this day and time that, you know, while we're preaching, that we preach the gospel and that we believe only and stand on our most holy faith, but that we ourselves not be cast away, meaning that we must apply this word. And, you know, we can't stand in the way of sinners. We see a lot that's going on. And the Lord said that this world is going to continue to spin, continue to get evil or evil. And, you know, they're going to be, you know, like the days of Noah. And, you know, like Ezekiel made mention of and Jeremiah mentioned of that, you know, we speak thus saith the Lord, and we're in a time and a season where people will not endure sound counsel. And, you know, they you know, they're hearers, but often are not doers also. So, you know, we cannot stand in the way of a sinner. We love them. And we find out that many of the people that are surrounding us are tares. You know, they are not wheat, but they are, in fact, tares. And we've heard these parables before. But to understand and really know the will and purpose of Christ is that, you know, this is why the Lord says in the book of Revelation that he's going to wipe the tears from our eyes, because we still have a heart after God. And, you know, it hurts to see people perishing. The Lord says without vision, his people shall perish. But we have a vision to see beyond this God-awful state that we're in this nation. We're able to see past all of this, the abominations and the sight of God. You know, the Lord had us make mention of, even in Ezekiel, how the elders gathered around, you know, in the presence of Ezekiel, and the Lord took him up to higher heights and took him and said, see what these people do, you know, behind the scenes. And they're, you know, they're given into seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. They're given up to higher powers that are not the true and living God. You know, and they don't, you know, and a lot of people don't realize it, but a lot of people do. You know, our Savior lives and he's risen and he's the same yesterday, now, forevermore. And the prophetic word said there's many changes that are trying to be implemented, but he says don't give in to the changes. The same way he said don't give heed to the seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So these, if they placed up their reformers and they're, you know, they're trying to with the gods of forces, pressure the saints of God to surrender to wickedness, trying to have them surrender to ungodliness, trying to have them surrender to a place of slaughter, as the book of Daniel talked about. But what we cannot do as those who do have understanding of what the Spirit desires for his people in times such as this is to make sure that we stand in on our most holy faith and we receive the spiritual counsel that comes from on high, and we know that it's the divine. Excuse me. The Bible tells us that what we have to what do you call it? You can discern the righteousness, and we try the spirits by the Spirit. Or we, you know, for those who don't really understand that, it's trying it with the word that has been hid in our heart, we can decipher, you know, even through the deception that the enemy is trying to present us with. You know, the Lord is not a bully, and at no time is he going to try to lead us this way or that away. But again, I say that straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to righteousness. But the Bible says that few go therein. And I had a lot of people tell me oftentimes, like, hey, Pastor, you often use a lot of scripture, and when, you know, when you're writing and in your word and as you speak, and because that's what the Lord does, you know, he elevates, and then you start to talk like the Lord, you start to walk like the Lord, and you start to when people see you, they see their Father. And so that it's no longer I, but it's Christ that lives within me. And that's what the Lord desires until we all come to a perfect man, into the unity in the body of Christ. So he desires for us to continue to die daily. And when he's talking about dying daily, we're talking about putting on the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ and taking up our cross and following hard after the Lord, so that we can endure sound counsel. We can endure these evil times that we're in, and we're not allowing the enemy to dictate our emotions or dictate our willingness to be obedient to the will and purpose of Christ just because of what we see with our natural eyes, when spiritually the Lord says we're continuing to grow leaps and bounds so long as we continue to put on our whole armor, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. And having done all to stand, we stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And we want to also make sure that we don't sit, not just stand in the way of a sinner, meaning that, you know, when people have their mind set to sin, that's what they're going to do. We give them the word and we leave it there. And I'm saying this because I've gone through this oftentimes. As much as we love people, sometimes we just have to let it go. They're going to continue to go on their way, their path, and hopefully it leads them to a place of repentance. And if not, then we continue. This is for somebody, you know, a word of encouragement. I, you know, there's a lot of children. We deal with our children every day, and this is why you know, a lot of teachers, you know, get frustrated, because you know we can't control or dictate how parents raise their children or instruct them. But the Bible tells us that we, you know, we teach the children the ways of holiness and righteousness, and when they grow old, they won't depart. So we put them in the Lord's hands, and we deposit those seeds of righteousness and let them see our walk. This is why the Lord says to let our light shine that men and women will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven, and to make sure that we're not leading a life of hypocrisy, but that they really see the righteousness of Christ that is manifested in our life, so that they do the works that they've seen us do, and that we're doing the works of our Father that sent us, as the Word of God says in the book of John. And we can't stand in the and sit in a seat of a scornful and always constantly scorning. You know, even in the book of Proverbs, you know, we give the word, and then we put them in the hands of the Lord. And this is why he says, even in these days such as this, we watch and pray, because guess what he says? He says, you know, the prayers, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. But also he says that, guess what? These character men in the last days were where, they will be unthankful, unholy, unrighteous, you know, backbiters, lovers of themselves. And this is why more so they are desperately in need of receiving of the Holy Spirit. Because guess what? The children there, they're still subject to these demonic forces just as well as we are. So we have to, you know, guard our heart. We have to guard our houses. We've got to pray over our house. We need to take, anointing oil and anoint the walls and anoint our children every day to make sure they're covered by the blood of Jesus. Hold hands and pray with them and make sure that they're watching godly television shows and you know, kind of monitor what they're watching on you know, these tablets that they have. I know the school, you know, they give tablets out for assignments and things, but make sure that is of edification, because what we're feeding our spirit man, actually it filters down into action, you know. And so we want to make sure, because the Bible says that he don't provoke the children to wrath. And so, and we being his children, he will not provoke us to wrath. And the same that goes for us. We ought not provoke our own children to wrath with the way that we walk and talk and scornful, but we, with righteous judgment, we do just as well as the Lord Jesus has taught us to do. So we want to make sure that we stand and stand in holiness and righteousness, and we can be firm on a foundation of faith. What we want to make sure that we're not giving way to the enemy. And so it says in verses 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in him do we meditate both day and night. Because keep in mind, in these last days, the enemy is going to use whoever he can use, whatever the weakest link may be. He's going to use them in every way and avenue to try to provoke us to wrath, which the Lord said he's not the author of. And this is why the Lord says, when we pray, we say, what? Lead us not into temptation. Because the temptations that we deal with in these last and evil days, guess what? It's nothing except that what be common to man is what the Lord tells us, even in the book of James. So we got to make sure, because we can speak those things that be not as though they are, and recognize that there is power in the tongue to speak. So we want to speak edification. We want to speak to say, hey, our children are blessed. We're going to have our territory enlarged spiritually. We're not going to store up our treasures here on the earth, but we're still going to not be slothful in the Lord's business. And we're still going to do the will and purpose of Christ. And we're going to make sure that we do what thus saith the Lord, because the enemy wants to tell us that the Lord has left, the Lord has risen. He doesn't see, he doesn't know what's going on. And we know from the prophetic, the holy prophets, that is a lie from the pit of hell. The Lord has all eyes, all seeing and all knowing, and he's an all-wise God. And he has eyes beholding both the good as well as the evil. And he has commanded us to trust in the Lord and do good. Because when he comes and your day of visitation come, You want to make sure that you are written in heaven, and you want to be able to be received and rejoice and be exceedingly glad. So with all that's going on, let's take that into consideration, because the Lord tells us that, you know, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is destruction. But we want to go the way that we for sure know to be right, not a way that seemeth right, but the way that is right, because the just shall live according to the faith, and he leads us and guides us in the path of righteousness by his Holy Spirit. So we need to let the Holy Spirit reign completely by allowing our flesh to be placed under subjection. And you know, all of the things that we go through is for the building up and to make sure that we're tearing down, not the spiritual man. We're not tearing down. Like in Jeremiah, the book, he said that he gave him the ability to tear down and uproot, but he also gave him to be able to plant and to be able to sow and then the Lord only, he gives that increase. But the tearing down is supposed to be the tearing down in the flesh and the things that are not pleasing unto the Lord. But there's still a way to do things in decency and in order, you know, as what thus saith the Lord, in the way that he leads and guides us. So we want to make sure we're obedient to do those things and keep our minds stayed on the Lord Jesus, because in this day and age, and especially with us embarking on a new year, the Lord desires for us to have his spiritual you know, goal set as well as a natural goal set. But you know, he still gives us that, you know, though we have a template, he still gives us that vision to implement and to abide in, to make sure that we still abide in the vine and that all of our endeavors are for his glory and for his will and for his purpose. So we want to make sure that we stay, you know, within and that vision that the Lord has placed upon us as well. So it's a time to seek the Lord for that vision, because the Bible says without a vision, people perish. And this is why with a lot of people not having true direction, because many ministers right now are not even really seeking the Lord. They're on their agenda. They're on their own mission. They're on their own authority. And so the children of God really are seeking for true leadership, the wisdom and knowledge that comes from on high. And this is where we have to decrease and really seek the face of God, because the fellowship is in the Spirit, and he reveals those righteous ones unto us, and that way we can you know, go forth and do his will in the right way, you know, again I say in decency and in order. So I just want to encourage the brethren out there to continue to seek the face of God, and to know that there are many that are in strategic locations, or it may seem like you're out there you know, isolated, but you're really not. The Lord is still there. But again, we must maintain sanctification. This is not isolation. Isolation is of the enemy, but sanctification meaning just set aside so there's no distraction, so that you're right there in the place where the Lord has you to do what thus saith the Lord, and to be totally saturated, you know, with the gift of God and with his presence, to be able to praise him, to be able to worship him, because many people desire to have that freedom just to seek the face of God and to worship and to adore him, to be at his feet, to know what his will is, and to know what his word and the revelation of his word, what it is. And so this time where we're really trying to understand is really to get in the word and to really to know our God, and not to just know of him and just to behold as if we're on the sidelines, but be active participants in his will, because we're led and we're being guided by his Holy Spirit to tear the kingdom of Satan down. And so without further ado, I thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God. And until next time, may God bless you.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we encourage you to visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. We want to hear from you. Contact us also at 757-344-3773. Until next time, take care and may God bless you.